The message you just read from Isaiah chapter 65，我们刚刚念的以赛亚书65章，It give us a glimpse of the picture of the new heaven and new earth that we will be facing for eternity。
给我们一些线索，就是了解将来我们所要面对这个新天新地的。
The theologian believed that Isaiah gave a very, very good picture as a prophet predicting the future.
神学家认为以赛亚书给我们一些比较清楚的有关新天新地的消息。
As you know, his Old Testament time, there was so many years ago, but he already predicted two things.
虽然在旧约时间是在几千年以前，但是那个时候的先知已经预言有两件事情
，two very important event，
两件非常重要的信息。
If you read Isaiah chapter 53, you will find out that it describes the coming of Christ as a savior for this world.
如果我们念以赛亚书53章，我们知道在那里预言到将来会来到世界上的弥赛亚。
And then in this chapter, the second last chapter.65, he wrote a total of 66 chapters, but the 65th chapter mentioned about the new heaven and new earth that you'll be facing as Christian.
他也在全书倒数第二章65章预言将来新天新地的事。
So I think it behooves you to take time to read a little bit about Isaiah when you have time.
所以我希望大家如果有时间，尽量多读一些有关以赛亚书的信息。
Another thing is when they discover some of the old writing in the Middle East, you have heard of the Dead Sea Scroll.
当这些考古学家研究旧约一些的文献的时候，特别是在死海古卷那里里面的信息。
And even those earthenware, they found a number of writing from the past that were very authentic.
在这些古卷里面发现一些非常真实的这个旧约的文献。
And Isaiah is one of the relic and document they found in those earthenware, and it was preserved. All 66 chapters were preserved in those earthenware.
在这个死海古卷里面找到包括以赛亚整本书的记载。
Now, for the last couple of times, I was emphasized a lot about the earth we are living in. You remember?
过去我讲的几堂与大家分享的这个讲台上分享的时间里面，我特别提到有关我们现在居住这个世界这个地球。
I share with you about the climate change.Global warming, the carbon footprint, remember?
我不晓得大家是否记得我跟你们所分享的这个世界逐渐的暖化这些问题。
But I think they are reality. We have to face it living here while we are alive.
这是我们所面对的现实。
Recently, as you know, they have a global nationwide conference, I think involving 170 or 190 nations or the world considering about how to deal with this problem of global warming.
最近我们也知道在欧洲开这个世界暖化这个会议，包括100多国家参加。
Especially those nations that are really like in the island, living in the island area, they are afraid if nothing is done within a very reasonable period of time that the island and the nation will disappear. We're going to be covered by water.
特别是那些岛国，他们非常担心，如果没有这个调整的计划的话，过多不少时间，他们的这个海岛就被海洋所淹没了。
So this is a reality we Christians have to face and do our part and our responsibility as citizens of the world.
这是我们基督徒的责任，我们需要尽我们自己的责任，在这件事上能够尽我们所能。
And then recently, all of us were very disturbed about the event of terrorism.
我们最近也看到，我们被这些恐怖事件所骚扰。
In Paris,
在巴黎。
And also in this country.
甚至在美国。
And they expect more are going to come.
他们会预测有更多这样的事情会发生。
How do Christians look at this?
我们身为信徒、基督徒，应该怎么样面对这些事件呢？
I hope today we will focus more about what God promises for all of us.
今天我们所要留意的是神对将来所应许的事情。
So we will dwell more about spiritual thing today.
今天我们将讨论一些更属灵的为将来的事情。
And emphasize that there is also a priority all of us have to concern about our life.
也就是告诉我们在我们的生活里面，我们有一些优先次序的事情，我们需要了解。
I'm going to read you two quotations from some of the literature I read.
我会再读一些两个在文献里面所记载的事情。
For continuity, I'm going to read the first one in English first, and I have Daniel read in Chinese for you. Christian.I hope you listen carefully. Christians don't seem to speak about heaven as much as in the past. There is more interesting thing establishing, there is more interest in establishing the kingdom of God on earth than in preparing for the afterlife. However, when our father or mother, husband or wife,or a child dies, we ask, where are they now? What are they like? But it is not good to think about the afterlife only when someone dies. So why think about heaven? Because the scripture reminds us to think on things above. Doing so gives us insight into the brevity of our time on earth, and the value of life eternal. The doctrine of heaven, then, should not be marginalized by the church or any Christian. Rather, it should be preached, taught, studied, and loved. This came from a quotation from a website called Reform Reflections.
第一个是在改革中反思的这个网站上是有以下一些的记载，基督徒似乎不再像以前一样喜欢谈论有关天堂的事情，他们对在世上建立神的国度比未来的比这来世做准备更有兴趣。可是当我们所爱的家人去世的时候，我们常常会问他们到底去了哪里，或者是他们现在的情况是怎么样。但是当人去世的时候才思想来世的事情呢，是不太理想的。所以我们为什么要思想天堂的事呢？因为圣经提醒我们要思念上面的事，也借此让我们能够更能够体会生命的短暂和永生的价值。所以教会不应当对天堂的教义避而不谈，反而应当对天堂的真理加以宣讲、教导、研究和珍惜。
How many of you have attended an organization called a Bible Student Fellowship, Bible Study Fellowship? How many of you have ever attended that?
在座有多少人曾经参加过研经团契呢？
Anyway, I was not attending that, but my wife has been, so I was able to read some of the literature they wrote for the particular study.
以下的一段是从这个研经团契所采纳的。
This year they're studying the book of Revelation.
今年他们正在查启示录。
And it's a very difficult book to study. I was just wondering what they have to say about it.
这当然是一本比较难明白的书，我就很好奇他们到底在讲什么。
But there is one reading that I read I want to share with you. Just a brief quotation from them, which is from Lesson 5 of the Bible Study Fellowship.
以下我讲分享的一段节录是从第五课他们所正在研究启示录第五课里面所节录出来的。
The author of this article said, as an introduction to this study, he said most people live with little thought about God. Daily life, family, work, and countless other things capture our thoughts and attention. And they seem more real than a God we cannot see. People may acknowledge God, yet their lives seem no different from the lives of others around them who do not know God because of the distraction of what is visible or tangible. The impact of God's presence can seem small, leading us to doubt whether there is really that God is really active or concerned at all. And how can we change that perception?
这一段话语是这样讲，大多数的人在大多数的人的脑海里面似乎没有神，生活的繁琐、工作、家庭和其他的事霸占了我们思想和精神。毕竟这些事比一个看不见的神似乎更真实。信徒们虽然承认有神，但他们的生活与周遭不信神的人却没有多大的区别，因为我们的注意力被生活的形形色色所霸占，神同在的影响已经相形见绌，让我们怀疑他是否是真的活跃的，或者是关心我们的。我们当如何改正这样的观念呢？
This is not following my. Some of the technical problem we have to deal with this age. It's very good, convenient, but if it doesn't want to follow your instruction, you're done.
Technical stuff to the young people.
Now, today I'm going to share with you a little more about the new heaven and new earth.
今天我愿意跟大家分享有关新天新地的事。
But I'm going to share with you to send that I hope to make it practical that we are not imagining things or dreaming about things.Because we are talking about reality. We all want this world to be better, right? The world we live in.
我们当然都想改善这我们所居住的这个世界。
Now it's not only for old people, okay? We talk about heaven all. You don't think about heaven only if it's some part of, you know, a loved one die in your family.Or if somebody is critically ill in a hospital, critically ill, and they thought about, well, where am I going to go next? And they start thinking about heaven.
我希望我们在思想天堂或者是未来世界的时间，不是因为我们亲人已经面临生命终止的这个病痛里面。
I want to challenge you today. You have to think about even when you are young.
而我愿意给大家一个挑战，就是当我们年轻的时候就应该开始思想这些事情。
Because when you think about eternal things when you are young, your life will be even better on earth.
因为我们在年轻的时候思想永恒的事，我们会帮助我们过今天的生活过得更好。
Even young people, they like to think about the future.
年轻人当然，在思想他们的未来。
All of you have been to Disney World before, haven't you? All the young people.
每个人都曾经去迪士尼乐园吗
？And I heard some, I saw somebody shaking her head. Now, parent, take her to Disney World sometime.
也许年轻人还没有这样的经验，所以你们做父母的要尽快的，在他涨价以前，把带你的孩子去迪士尼乐园游行。
In Disney World, there is a section called Tomorrowland.
在这个迪士尼乐园里面有一个主题的主题区叫做明日世界。
Because that young people think about a better world they're going to grow up in the future.
因为年轻人都希望他们将来的生活比今天好。
But interestingly, I happened to run into this DVD that came out just I think last year.Or early part of this year. How many of you have seen this DVD, the Disney? One, that's all?
我无意间看到这一个 Disney 照。
And your name? I forgot. Evan. Yeah. Would you like to come and tell us a little bit about this movie? It's a Disney movie for young people.Now I don't blame you, don't remember too much of it because after I read, I was somewhat confused with the whole content of the film because it's a lot of action, you know, the young people need that. There's a lot of action, but the theme and the story could be quite confusing.
这是一个动作片，但是里面的内容也许有一些不太容易明白。
But from what I get out of this movie, yeah,I tell you two things.
但是我所得到的有两件事情，我愿意跟你分享。
At the beginning of the film, now hopefully some of you see it. It's kind of interesting. You know, you can watch it with a kid like a family film. But at the beginning, this George Clooney, who is the actor, he talked about what is going on in this world, global warming, air pollution, and all those things, which is really depressing.Right.
在开始的时候，这个主角就在介绍这个世界上所有现存的问题，好像这个污染啊，这个暖化这些问题。
So basically, the film talk about some dreamers. They want to dream go up to a world in the future, right? Remember?This world is very mechanical, very advanced. They have robots serving all the people. They have travel that is very high key type of travel and very nice environment. So this is what they call the Tomorrowland the young people were dreaming about.
慢慢就逐渐来开始介绍他们在梦幻里面所盼望的这个未来世界的情况。
But after all those action and activity in between,When it came to the end of the movie,
但是在这个这个电影的结尾呢
，they found out that it's not going to work at all.
发现他们所盼望的都不能够实现。
So those who still have the idea in mind started to try to persuade people of different classes to be dreamers.
但是那些有这些梦幻的学生就开始想说服他们的朋友在一定需要有一些的对未来有一些的盼望
saying that if there's enough dreamers and you dream long enough you'll finally get to this Tomorrowland type of environment
如果我们能够对思想有更多的设想或者是盼望的时候也许有一天我们会达到让我们的梦想成为现实
Now, so today I'm going to talk and share with you about three themes.
今天我与大家分享三个主题。
The first one, I want to talk to you about our Christian faith.
第一个我想一起来思想我们基督徒的信仰。
Why the Christian faith is so important?
为什么我们基督的信仰是这么重要呢
？Because it brings dream. To become reality.
因为我们的基督的信仰，让我们可以把梦想变为现实。
And God promised that. Okay.
神也应许，这样的应许我们。
The second theme is I'm going to introduce a little bit about the new heaven and new earth from what I can understand from the Bible.
第二个，我想跟大家分享我对从圣经里面对新天新地的了解。
Now Isaiah only described a certain part about this new heaven, new earth.
以赛亚先知对这个新天新地只有部分的介绍。
Now some of it may be symbolic.
有些似乎是在在他的。
Symbolic, yeah.
这样，有些是它象征性的，不是真实的这样子，也许不是真正这样子，实现。
Just a picture, a descriptive picture, like they describe the gold, diamond, and all those ornaments in you. Those may be symbolic.
用一些的我们所能了解的事情来代表将来也许会呈现的这个景象。
Because the terminology you are describing to the point you can't really say it, so you use something to describe it in a different way. This is called symbolic.
Like when we say things, I love you, love you to the point I'd rather die for you.
That's a symbolic, right?
That's a 象征性的描述是吗？
But the theologians feel that a lot of it also literal. I mean, it's really going to happen that way.
但是有些神学家认为他所讲的就实在是照着他讲的会这样的发生。
So I will say I spend a little time on that.
所以我们会用一些的时间来研究一下。
And the last thing is I want to talk about inheritance and adoption.
最后一个主题是我们讲到神给我们的一些的产业。
To become God's children is not something you can work for.
成为神的子民不是我们又做什么可以赚来的。
Is God given gift to every one of us who receive Him?
是完全是神给相信他的人的恩典。
But once you receive Him, we become what we call sons and daughters.
我们接受神相信他，我们就成为被神接纳为他的子民。
And then, of course, you have the privilege to receive the inheritance.
因为我们是他的子民，所以就有这个承受他产业的这个特权。
Now, first of all, let's talk a little bit about why faith is so important.
首先，我们说为什么我们的信仰是这么重要呢？
Can you put out Hebrews 11 a little bit?
希伯来书十一章。
All of you know about Hebrews 11. It's a whole chapter about faith and defining what faith is.
希伯来书十一章整章就讲到什么是信心。
And faith is really important because this is what faith gives us salvation.
信心是非常重要的，因为我们的救恩是从信心来的。
And it's also important because faith will bring us.From the earth we are living in to the new heaven and new earth in the future.
也是因为我们的信心带领我们从今天的这个世界到新天新地里面。
Now, if you read the first words that now faith is the confidence in what we hope and assurance about what we do not see.
第一节就讲到信是。所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Well, I hope you understand what the definition is. That it's not here yet, but it's the future. But you can already see it there. That is what faith is. It's already in your mind, it's going to happen.
信心就是虽然不是眼见的，但是是未来会发生的事情，我们对这样的事情有一个确据。
Now, if you have time, you can read the rest of the chapter. It's very educational. It's a sermon by itself.
当然，希伯来书十一章是一个整章都是一个讲到的题材。
The author of Hebrew, we don't know who the author is, but we know that it's during the first century. This author summarized.The important people in the Old Testament time until the time of the first century, the time of the writing.
虽然我们知道希伯来书的作者是谁，但是他在这本书里面，写下了旧约到新约教会初期的这些名人录。
So he started from the two sons of Adam and Eve, talk about Abel, then he talk about Noah, he talk about Moses.He talk about David, and then all down the line of the Old Testament history.
讲到亚伯、摩西、大卫，一直到他的时间，他写这本书的时间里面，教会的名人。
He is saying that all these people, they did not really receive their promise when they were alive.
那所以这些人在他们生存的时候，并没有接受到神对他们的应许。
When they go down to the even the first century time.
一直到第一世纪的时候
You know, at that time, during the first century, during the life of the apostle, from the birth of Christ until the death of John, the writer of Revelation in the mid-90s.
在早期教会的时代，就是从耶稣诞生直到第一世纪结束的时候
All these people suffer.Because of their faith.
这些人都因为他们的信心而受到逼迫。
Many of them became martyrs.
很多人因此殉道。
But the author is saying that none of these people actually saw what's going to happen during their lifetime.
他们中间没有一个人看见将来会发生的事情。
But because of faith, they already, in a way, already seen what is in the future, in the life, in eternity.
但是因为他们的信心，他们用信心可以看见将来会发生的事情。
So the author is saying that it is important for you to keep this kind of faith when you are alive.
所以当我们仍然活着的时候，我们需要有同样的信心。
Now I'm going to talk to you about the new heaven and new earth.
我们会开始讲这个新天新地。
Because all these people, they are looking forward to this new heaven, new earth too. That's going to happen all the way back to Old Testament time.
从旧约里面的人已经用他们信心，不是眼见，用信心已经看见了这个新天新地。
Now we are more fortunate because we look back. We have a lot of knowledge, information that they don't have.
我们今天可以回顾啊，我们有这个能力。
So this should give us more encouragement and should be able to even have stronger faith than they do.
我们今天有这么多的历史让我们可以参考，所以我们应该比旧约时代的人更有信心。
Now I'm going to share with you a little bit about the new heaven and new earth.
那么这个新天新地里面有包含什么事情呢？
When I was younger as a Christian, I didn't think, really the thought didn't come to me.
当我年轻的时候，我没有这些的了解。
We talk about heaven and eternity, all is going to be all in heaven somewhere.
天堂，永恒，也许是在上面很遥远的地方会发生的事情。
But more and more passages in the Bible, if you research it, show that in the future, the new heaven and new earth, particularly new earth, is not going to be somewhere, but on the same earth we are living in.
但是如果我们越学习越了解圣经里面的教导的时候，我们会发现天堂、新天新地不是在遥远的地方，而是在这个我们所居住的地球上发生的。
But this world is going to be a new world. The environment, everything is going to be different.
但是我们居住的这个地球环境将是会被更新的。
Some of the pictures about this new earth Isaiah described that in chapter 65. You remember we read.
有些关于以赛亚65章所描述的这个景象.
Emotionally, as I, you know, you recall, he said, "The new heaven, new earth. There's no pain, no suffering, no tears, no death."
好像没有痛苦，没有眼泪，没有疾病这些事情.
And the other thing is that this is a place where we're going to have direct fellowship with God and one another.
他也讲到，将来新天新地里面，我们与神有直接的交流。
Now, I just throw in some challenging thought for you as you research into this yourself.
当你们自己来查考这些事情的时候，我会给你一些的挑战。
Now, is this new earth is completely recreated, or God just renovated the earth we are now and make into a much better world?
这个地球或者是新天新地是神重新的创造呢？ 还是只是地球上面有一些的更新或者是翻修而已。
It would seem like that there are some conflicting languages to describe exactly how this world is rebuilt or renewed or renovated.
似乎在圣经里面有一些的字体上有一些的矛盾，让我们不能够清楚的知道到底这个地球是重新再建还是只是翻修而已。
But theologians research it into there and more inclined to think that the world is not completely rebuilt in terms of the globe, but it's just being renovated and renewed to a much better earth.
但是神学家似乎有一些的倾向，就是更开始认为这个新天新地不是重新的创造。 而是只是我们现在居住的地球上面做一些的更新而已。
About 15 years or so ago, I was attending the Grand Rapids Baptist Seminary in Grand Rapids.
15年前我在神学院的时候，
My advisor and professor, his name is Gary Meaders.
我有这么一个教授。
I just for interest, I call him up couple of days ago and asked him about this question to I get some reassurance from him of what I'm going to share with you.
几天前我因为好奇这个答案，我打电话问问他，看他有什么样的见解。
He wrote a book called Decision Making God's Way.
他曾经写过一本书叫做用神的方式来做我们生命里面的抉择。
And remember, with some of you here, about 15 years ago, he came and gave his talk. Any of you here at that time? About 15 years ago, he came and gave a talk about decision making as a Christian.
也许我们在座有些人还记得他曾经来过我们教会分享他的这一本书。
And he wrote an article about New Heaven, New Earth too.
他也写过一本关于新天新地的这个。
And so I asked him, and after reading the article, and there's, or he is also along the line that is it more likely this earth is going to be renovated, rebuilt, rather than completely, you know, recreated.
所以他认为这个世界是会被重建，而不是重造，不是被重再次创造出来，而是。
And they come to this conclusion because they study the Greek wording, the Greek words that's in the Bible original, and see the emphasis which is more likely.
就是用根据希腊文字的字义里面来看出这一些的迹象。
I hope it's still working. Can you get back to the? Okay, I just want to throw in some thought for you to think about.
想刺激你的思想。
Which kind of go along with the fact that about renovation, God rebuilding this world into a beautiful new earth.
就这个重新创造和或者是重新装修，议题里面。
Now, for some of you young people, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. For what I'm going to say now, you probably don't know because you're too young.
也许在座的年轻人，未曾我写对我所下面所讲的有一些的陌生。
But before I get to that one, I think to talk to you something you know about.
但是我先讲一些你不陌生的事情。
You know about Noah's flood by studying Bible, right? You know the Noah's flood.
我们都知道挪亚这个洪水的事件。
It covered the whole world.
把整个世界都盖起来。
Destroy everything.
消灭了一切的生物。
But when the water subsided,
但是当水退了以后
，God rebuilt the earth.
神重新在建造这个世界上的一切。
The same old earth that is renovated.
同样的一个地球，但是神有他在再次更新的一个过程。
Then all of you heard about 9/11. All of you young enough to know about 9/11.
但是大家大概都听过911事件。
The Twin Tower, remember, came down.
国贸双塔被烧毁。
I didn't have a picture here.
我没有这个相片。
I was going to, but forgot to put it on.
年纪老迈，忘记了。
But the whole place was just flattened out, damaged, but now it's rebuilt, right? I have not visited the new one, but the new site is much more impressive.
虽然我没有去看过，但是从画面上知道这个在那个地方已经重建了一个高的大楼。
So within just a number of years, the thing is rebuilt into a more beautiful place.
只有14年的时间，但是已经被更新再建造起来。
But last of all, I want to share with you an example. I think it's also impressive, particularly for young people, because it's beyond your time. Okay, you weren't even in your mother's womb yet at that time.
但是我下面我所讲的是几十年前的事情，在座的人大部分都还没有出生。
It's talking about the Second World War.
第二战世界二战的时候。
In August of 1945, the year the World War end, August.
1945年八月，二战结束的那一年。
At that time, Germany already surrendered.
那个时候，德国已经投降了。
But Japan, who is also in an alliance on the German side, they refused to surrender.
但是他们的轴心国同盟。日本仍然在顽抗。
So the major alliance country like including United Kingdom, China, and later with Russia, they all want to the Japanese invasion to stop.And surrender.
这个同盟国主要的同盟国国家一致的要求让日本投降。
They actually make a plan to have a final invasion of Japan involving many lives that they did.
甚至有一些的计划要来进攻日本的本土。
This happened at that time, that year.Just a couple of months before that, they developed the atomic bomb in this country.
就在这个计划还没有实现之前两个月，美国发明了原子弹。
So the president of the United States at that time, by the name of Harry Truman, he made a very difficult decision.
就美国的总统就做了一个非常艰难的一个决定。
He was hoping to save more life in a way.By using the atomic bomb than to make it a full force invasion of Japan.
说如果要进攻日本本土的话，造成的伤害很非常的大，超过原子弹所能造成的伤害。
So on August 6, 1945, they dropped the first atomic bomb, which is a uranium bomb, in Hiroshima.
所以在1945年8月6号，他们在广岛投下了第一个原子弹。
Interesting, they call this atomic bomb the little boy.
他们称为这个原子弹叫小弟弟。
Well, Japan didn't respond.
小孩子。
Japan didn't respond.
但是出乎意料，日本虽然损失惨重，却没有任何的反应。
So 3 days later, they drop another bomb. This time it's the plutonium bomb. They drop it into another city called Nagasaki.
所以在3日以后，美国投了第二个原子弹在长崎。
And finally, on September 2nd, Japan signed a non-conditional surrender, ending the Second World War.
即使日本在9月初就签了这个无条件的投降。
They believe that these two bombs kill an average of about one eighth million, 125,000 to about $250,000 people over a short period of time.
他们估计这两个原子弹也许抢夺了125,000-250,000人的人性命。
Now, there's a lot of ethical discussion behind this action.
虽然在这个事件之后面有许多人在讨论道德方面的问题。
But the point I want to point out is this.
但是今天我们所要讲到的这个重点是。
In case some of you don't know the geography, the young people, those are the two cities where it's located in Japan. Okay.
是长崎与广岛的。地理位置。
That's what happened after they dropped the bomb.
这个图片是在原子弹爆炸以后所造成的损害，一切都变成废墟。
But you know what?
但是呢
？Within 34 years.
在短短的34年之内
，the city has Hiroshima became a blooming city.
广岛就变成一个非常欣欣向荣的城市。
They talk at that time the population is about 830,000.
这个人口增长到80多万。
So the whole city is, you call it, rebuilt, renovated.
整个城市被重新的再建造起来，翻新了。
That's the atomic bomb. That's the destruction.
是原子弹。
That is the modern city.
这是今天的景象。
So what I'm trying to say is, if a human being can do the renovation so well, it doesn't take God to have a flip of finger to rebuild this new heaven, new earth, don't you think?
如果人都可以这样子很快的把一个损害的城市再重新建造起来的话，那又何况神呢？他转眼之间就可以把这个地球更新再建。
Now I come to the third point.
今天第三个主题。
And I like you to read, maybe you can have me, Jason, Romans chapter 8.
所以我们可以看罗马书第八章。
We'll read verse 15-17. We'll read Chinese or English first, or whatever. Okay, we'll read English first. I will read all together.
我们一起读。
The spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.Now, if we are God's children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. I'll read in Chinese.
你们可以自己看中文的翻译。
Now, this is very important. Here they're talking about adoption. In America, it's easy for us to think about adoption. But back in those days, first century, the Jews, they don't have such a thing as adoption. Okay?
今天我们对这个领养、认领这个事情非常平常的，但是在当时的犹太文化里面没有领养这个观念。
This adoption process is really a practice of the Greek and then later also by the Romans.
领养这个事情是在希腊跟古罗马的文化里面才找得到。
Why is adoption so important?
但是为什么认领养这件事情这么重要呢？
Because if you are adopted, you become member of the real family.
如果你被领养的话，你跟你是属于这个家庭的一份子。
In a way, you carry the same name, even though you have the same blood type, you're still part of the family, real family.
你的血统跟他们不一样，但是在法律上讲，你是家里面的一个成员，拥有一切的特权。
But the important thing is that if you're part of the family, you have the privilege to inherit, to be an inheritance of that family.
虽然是一个养子，但是你仍然有这个承受家产的这个特权。
Now, during the first century time, from the birth of Christ until John.Passed away in the late, 90s, first century. Whether you know or not, there are at least 9 or 10 emperors governing Rome at that time. You go through this 100-year time, has about 9 or 10 different emperors governing.
在第一世纪，虽然只有100年的时间，但是已经有9个不同罗马皇帝的存在。
But there is one interesting thing about adoption.
关于认领领养这件事呢
，Julius Caesar, you study Greek history, you know who Julius Caesar is, right?
凯撒大帝。
He was interested, in a person by the name of Octavian. And this Octavian later became Caesar Augustus.
他领养一个孩子，后来成为奥古斯都。
Now, actually.Caesar Augustus Octavian, he didn't belong to the family at all. He didn't belong to the Roman royal family, but he was adopted by Julius Caesar.
奥古斯都不是凯撒大帝的他是被他领养的，他是养子。
He was adopted in about 44 BC, about 40 some years before the birth of Christ.
在主前44年被凯撒大帝领养的孩子
，But because he was adopted, he has the privilege to become an emperor of Rome.
因为虽然他是养子，但是他有这个成为罗马帝国的皇帝的特权。
Now he died in 14 years after Christ.
他在主后14年去世。
And so it happened when Christ was a youngster or even an early teenager, right?
所以在耶稣仍然是做青少年的那一个阶段。
But he was emperor during that time.
他在那一个时间是罗马帝国的皇帝。
What I'm saying is that why it is so important about adoption, the term adoption, the Bible tells us about adoption.
这就是为什么被领养有这么样的重要的一个议题。
So if you believe in Christ, you are saved, you become part of the family. You are adopted into God's family.
所以当我们相信耶稣接受他做救主，我们就被神领养成为他的孩子。
And you have the privilege to become part of the new heaven and new earth in eternity.
也就因此在新天新地里面有份。
Well, I hope that means something to you.
我希望这对你来说是有一些有价值的东西。
And that's what I want to encourage some of you who might be still seeking about your faith.
所以也在此向在座有些人对这个信仰有兴趣的，但是还没有信主的人，有希望你能够鼓励你能够有进一步的追求。
Especially in this troubled world, I don't know how, doesn't matter how old you are.
特别在这一个充满问题难处的世界里面。
You have to face future.
无论你的年龄如何，你都需要面对未来。
If Christ comes back during this generation,
如果基督现在回来的时候，
Are you sure you'll be part of this new heaven, new earth?
你有信心你能够在新天新地里面有你一份吗？
Let's suppose he doesn't come during this generation.
也许新天新地不在我们这一个世代来。
All of us have to pass away.
每一个人，人人都有一死。
The question is, what's going to happen when you are no longer in this world?
问题是你死后往哪里去？
To end this sharing, I want to read with you one parable.
在结束的时候，我愿意与大家读一个圣经的比喻。
And it's an interesting parable that Christ Himself mentioned.
耶稣基督自己所讲的比喻。
And Jason, you turn to Matthew chapter 20.
在记载在马太福音二十章。
This is a parable, I believe, somewhat related to salvation in Christ.
这是一个虽然讲到葡萄园工人的比喻，但是是直接影射到我们的救恩。
We'll read the story and see what you think.
你读读看这个故事，看看你有什么样的感受。
Okay, I think we should read it out. So I read it in English and read it in Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后再用中文读。
This is a parable given by Christ Himself while He was alive.
比喻。
He said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning and hired workers for his vineyard."He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and send them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing by the marketplace doing nothing, loitering around. And he told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. They accepted his offer. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon,and did the same thing. And about 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long, doing nothing, wasting your time? Come here and work in my vineyard." So when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers, pay them their wages, beginning with the last one higher and going on to the first one that was higher."So the workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius. But when they received it, they began to grumble against the landlord. "These who were hired last work only 1 hour, they said, and you give them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work of the day, the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who has hired last the same as I give you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
这个比喻是这样讲，你天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人讲定了一天1钱银子的工资，就打发他们进去葡萄园。约在早上9点，他又出去看见世上还有闲站的人，就对他们说，你们也进去葡萄园，所当给的我必给你们。他们也进去了。约在正午的时候，和牲畜又去 也看到也是这样行，在傍晚的时候看见有人还站在那里，就问他说，你们为什么整天站在这里闲站呢？他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进去葡萄园。到了晚上，园主对管事的人说，叫工人都来给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。所以所雇的人都来了，个人得了一钱银子，以致那先雇来的，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是得一钱。他们得了就埋怨家主说，我们整天劳苦受热，那后来只做一小时的，你竟将他们和我们得的是一样吗？家主回答其中一个人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可以随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就眼红了吗？红了眼吗？这样，在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。意思就是说，在神的恩典国度里面，不论我们什么时候进入，我们所得的恩典都是一样的。
So the message I got from this parable is this: It doesn't matter how long you have been Christian. Maybe you just become Christian today. God said, I control it. I decide what to do. It is not depending how much you have worked for me, how hard you have searched with me. I give you the same salvation for every one of you that believe in me.
在神的国度里面，不论我们是什么时候进入的，我们所得的恩典都是一样。
And of course, if you have salvation, you become sons and daughters of God, and you have the privilege and the right to inherit the new heaven and new earth.
因为我们是神的儿子，我们就有这样的特权，在新天新地里面承受神所赐给我们一切的产业。
I kind of feel moved to that. I asked the pastor to come and join me, Pastor Rocky.
我们希望陈牧师能够到前面来。
The well-known evangelist Billy Graham, he in his 90s now, he liked to sing a song called Blessed Assurance in every one of his evangelistic meeting.
在格里汉牧师，他今年已经九十多岁，在他的布道会的时候，他常常愿意喜欢唱一首诗，叫做
Blessed
Assurance.
We'd like to come out. Do I play the YouTube? Just as I am. I'm sorry. Just as I am. That's the name.
So, 我这个罪人.
And the pastor is here. I feel like some of you are sicker. If by any chance you are moved by Holy Spirit, you have not receive Christ as your personal Savior, you want to take this opportunity to show that you want to believe in Him. While we are singing to respond to Him, I'd like you to come out and the pastor will pray for you.
如果在座的慕道友，如果神今天的圣灵感动你，在这里让你愿意做一个决志做一个决定，是你愿意从今天开始就接受主成为你的救主的话，当我们唱这首诗的时候，我愿意你好像在格里汉的布道会的一样，走到前面来，牧师，杨牧师会为你祝祷。
And some of you here are Christian, please take this time also to pray for your friends or your relative who might be searching at this time.
在座的信徒，我们也愿意你为你的朋友在做的，如果带了未信的朋友，为他祷告。
So we all stand up and sing this final hymn.
让我们一同站立，唱这一首结束的诗歌。
I believe there are three voices.
Oh, yeah.
Some of you will still be struggling with this, so we'll continue to pray for you, and we'll have the pastor to give us the benediction at this time.
Maybe we all have special experiences in our lives, just like what I've been through the last week. I've got the flu, body aches and fevers, and now sore throat.
但是从大的讲，就像刚才长老讲的一样，我们相信耶稣，我们已经得到了那永生的应许。
But as Elder shared, because our faith in Christ, we have received the assurance of eternal life.
那我们今天所遭受的一切的苦难，我们来思想，一定有神的美意。
Everything we come across, no matter good or bad, blessing or suffering.
让我们一起用感恩的心来从神的话语接受主导。
Let's receive God's blessing.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.And the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.